Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Gretchen's here with us.
Yeah, Gretchen's
good
in,
morning.
Everyone.
No traffic today.
That's wearing nice. Her military jacket for, I guess, the trivia battle. And then, of course, the battle of the middays as she battles the other midday shows for superiority in the midday.
That's please. Right.
She crushed them so long ago. They're all just rubble in her wake.
Here's Ed Sheeran. Watch me.
That's how I battle right there. She's pretty much it.
Pushes the big red button.
Mm-hmm.
Touch.
Fires off the hits.
See?
Ooh,
see how that works?
Wow. Yep.
I'm in love with your body.
Hey, I need to do this story real quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are we?
You should go ahead and do it. It's breaking news.
Power outage causes flaring at the Valero refinery. Police advise evacuations, but they also say shelter in place. So I don't know what there's a conflicting report about what you should do. It seems officials from the refinery are saying there's no cause for concern, but there is black smoke billowing into the air over near the Valero refinery in Benicia. This happened at 8:45 this morning.
Did you see that on your way down?
No.
Oh, well, you would have been long past that at 8:45. Yeah.
They're saying to shelter in place if you can.
They're
keep all doors and windows closed and bring pets inside.
Exactly. The KTVU was also reporting that there's some closures on southbound 680. Oh.
The flaring was due to a power disruption that caused the refinery to lose electricity. The term flaring, I'm not familiar with in reference to refinery. Sorry, I take that back. But there's a picture of the black smoke.
It's literally fire. Fire and lots of smoke.
Jeez, that is horrible.
I know.
God, I hate to see that kind of smoke. Looks filthy.
Yeah.
Come on, Valero.
Does make you nervous.
Yeah. And for the people who are breathing that.
Yeah. Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We get these throughout the show all day long.
Thanks for
your
input.
4-ish hours. And here's when we get to them, if we haven't already. Okay, I guess we need to address this. Okay, sorry, I was going to enjoy my weekend, and then I hear Hooman saying, Bryn beats his woman, WTF.
What?
Yeah, he didn't say that. He loves banging his woman.
Right.
Not beating her.
It's the opposite.
Right.
Yeah. He's just loving her up in that special way that he says he has. She lives in the Secret Show.
What?
Just trying to tease the Secret Show.
510 says, screw Billy, I'll go with you, Hooman. I'm fat and I love food.
There you go.
Screw you, Billy.
So there you go.
Any name that starts with a B is for Bryn. I mean, that's...
I'll take it.
Close
Brian,
enough.
Billy.
Brandon. Bryce.
Bren.
Bren.
Bob.
Bran.
I like
Bill.
Bran.
Me and Daryl made me cry so hard. I was laughing so hard at a light. I bet I looked weird.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
415. I never tire of May and Daryl.
Right? Wow, that's weird. I guess I'm the only one who's tired of it.
Oh, that's so good.
Now do Daryl.
Oh, yeah, do it.
You guys have me cracking up on Bart. I look like a crazy person.
It's the best.
It is.
It's Bryn's finest work.
Good job, Bryn. Yeah. Great work, buddy.
Love it.
I thought this one was pretty good, too.
Yeah, that one's pretty okay. All right, I'm tired of that.
Hey, Sarah, I went to the top of the Salesforce Tower last week.
Oh, nuts.
Hold on.
This is their picture
is that
from the top.
View?
Makes the rest of the city look miniature. It's crazy.
It does. I mean, you are looking down on the top of the Bank of America building and the pyramid. That is just call.
925 says, so San Francisco's getting a bat signal?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that already...
That'd be funny. They should put the bat symbol up there.
That would be awesome.
That'd be pretty great. Did you see the picture of how the art is going to be on it? It's
no.
Like, you know, what did you say? 8 or 9 stories? The top 8 or 9 stories are all going to have, like, an LED display that's... It's really neat looking.
Advertising? Or
no.
It's going to be an art piece, apparently. But yep. Oh, here.
A local artist, too. I had the name, but I don't have the article here.
Jeez, wait a minute. That's quite a view.
It's very, very tall.
Here it is.
What is it like? Isn't, didn't they say it's a couple hundred feet taller than the tallest thing?
The piece by San Francisco artist Jim Campbell.
Mm. Check it out, Gretch.
Will be atop the 61-story building.
Oh, okay.
I think that looks neat.
It does look neat.
It looks like if that thing's a pencil, it looks like the eraser on the top of the pencil.
And often the LEDs are easy to change colors, so you can just...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet it's going to be really neat.
It's going to be a 9-story electronic sculpture that's going to be atop the tower.
Cool.
Yeah, changing really all the time.
Cool.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
I wish they'd get the scaffolding off of it so it's, you know...
Well, it's going to be done in July.
That's what they're saying.
Or open in July. Yeah. I don't know if it'll be... I don't know how done it has to be.
That's one of those.
Right.
We wish.
The antenna, though, I actually kind of like them. It looks like this crazy transformer sticking up from the middle of the city. It's like,
The cranes.
The cranes look good because they're all lit the whole way.
Hey, guys. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I remember when you used to have live Cinco broadcasts. Too bad you've gotten so old and dusty.
That is true.
Wow.
Jeez. It's actually not that.
Isn't it, though? A little bit?
A little bit.
They do cost money, though, and a lot of planning, and most stations don't have a lot of dough these days.
Yeah. And as fun as live shows are, I actually, you know, feel like we do our best work here in the studio.
Well, the live shows are great for the room.
Yep.
Outside the room.
It just sounds like...
The 99.5% of your listeners that are still out there are like, wow, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Can't hear a word they're saying. let's see. Sorry, some of these pages end up being repeats.
Hey, it's okay. We're all just relaxed and listening to texts. I like hearing what people say.
The Blondie album may sound so odd because Debbie Harry is 71.
Yeah.
And her voice is sounding old.
Wow.
Even the song with Joan Jett was off because Joan is 58. Just a thought.
Old people making music. I like it. I mean, that's what you do. Why you have to quit when you reach a certain age?
If any of those Blondie songs had been Real Housewives songs, Sarah would have trashed them.
Probably. But I like Blondie, so I was willing to give her the benefit of the doubt. That one song I thought was pretty good. The one that sounded exactly like Heart of Glass.
Did it?
I thought so. Did you? What was the third one that you played, Brinny? Pull it up for Gretchy. It has the same thing. I was even like, you could just sing.
I like that logic. Yeah, that's Heart of Glass.
Yeah. Well... I'm sure Blondie wouldn't resort
and it was a guess.
To going low, but I think she could probably say to most people, my day, I was way hotter than anything you've ever been. So how about that?
That is true.
The Rapture days, she was a big deal. She was all over the radio. Mm-hmm.
Tick, 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 tick. It's more the way
baseline.
The beat goes on that. Tick, 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 tick. Blind. Did you mistrust? Blah, 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 blah.
What was that? 76? 77?
I'd go 80 on that. I don't know, though.
80?
I don't know.
For Rapture?
No, for Rapture, I think even later. Wasn't Rapture a little bit later?
84, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I could find it. 82?
Uh-oh. 80. Who's
going to win? 80?
80.
Was for Rapture.
For Rapture.
Yes.
All right.
It was Heart of Glass on that? That could be earlier. Just see what your Heart of Glass came out. I just think of them as being an 80s band. Like, they were like a new wave band, you know? Put them in there with the Cars and...
Mm-hmm. 78.
Like, oh?
Yeah, I thought she kind of predated that stuff. But, okay. I never had a Blondie album, so it would make sense. I don't know. 707 says, my daughter got one of those swimsuits.
Oh.
415 says, tons of my middle school students were reposting that swimsuit post on Instagram. Boys and girls.
What kind of swimsuit?
This place called Sunny Clothing.
Something like that.
Yeah.
They said, hey, you know, maybe they have, I don't know, 400 followers on Instagram or something. They said, if you repost this photo, we'll give you the bathing suit that's in it. It's a cute little suit, you know, like a one piece. And by the time people were done reposting it,
they're out of bathing
suits. Hundreds of thousands of people had done it. So they've issued an apology and they're going to send out 50,000, the first 50,000 posts.
My daughter got one of the bathing suits. She's part of the first 50,000. Another texter says, they're getting national advertising. Playing the oops card is not acceptable. I tend to agree that they jumped into it.
Yeah.
They jumped into the fire with the campaign and then, oh, sorry, we can't. Oops.
Well, I mean, they're still 50 at $65 a pop. 50,000 of them is still, but if they have to send out a million, it's going to bankrupt them. Yeah. So that's it. That's the end of their company. We had a great, we went out with the,
we were
bang,
the free bathing suit
company. Bang, yeah.
By the way, someone wrote in, Sarah and Vinny, you guys posted that swimsuit.
We did?
I think on the Sarah and Vinny page.
Are you getting one?
Our social department probably did that.
Yeah.
Us personally did not.
Mm. We're probably part of the problem. All our listeners went, yeah, we'd love a free bathing suit.
Had a bad experience with tequila and ended up running out of my friend's car and tried to walk home, but forgot I was in a different city.
Oh.
And started calling 911 because I was lost.
Oh, God.
Oh.
If you're lost, can you call 911?
No.
No, don't do that.
No.
What if you're, like, lost and drunk and in a strange city and you don't know where you are and you're like, oh, my God.
Call your mom, punk.
Yeah. What if she's not taking your calls anymore?
Do you call that non-emergency line? Is that 311?
Oh, is there a non-emergency?
There's a 311?
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh. It's good to know.
George R.R. Martin has openly admitted that the more he is asked about the books, the less he will work on them. That's 925. That is
a D move.
If there ever was one. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. Now he's got so much power because of the TV show. He would have never had the audience he did just from the books.
Nope.
The book, who can keep track of those books? There's so many characters.
I love them too.
There's about the book.
But the you know, a lot of people don't read books.
Right.
And that TV show is, he is worldwide. God, that show's good. Did you hear that? They're working on 4 different spinoffs.
I hope so. I'll watch them.
Well, they say probably only one of them will make it to screen, but they have 4 different like writers who are working up concepts, and it can be anything.
646 says, Sandor and Gregor are the mountain and the hound. I knew exactly what Sarah was talking about. I would love to see some prequel action with Ned Stark and his sister. Setting up Jon Snow's origin.
We have seen some.
Also, the books are never going to come out. I think we need to move on and accept it already.
I've given up on them.
I know.
Completely.
Yeah. I don't see how that guy goes back to that.
There's an excerpt from it. I wasn't blown away by it.
Well, he's probably got piles of pages, and then someone calls, and he goes, hi, I'm going to go do something else.
Yeah. It's super boring. I've already written 5 epic tomes. I guess you write 5 books that get this big, you get to set the parameters,
well, you
right.
You just keep moving it, too. So.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it. Meanwhile, your publishing house is like, oh, my God, we're doomed.
Well, that's it, too. He's an old guy. He's probably like, you know what? I'm just going to pass away and let this, you know.
Somebody else can pick this up and finish it.
It is kind of like the TV guys are finishing it for him. Mm-hmm. I mean, because now, this season coming up, that hasn't happened.
No.
So they're kind of finishing the work.
And it sounds like, you know, he's a consultant on the show, so he gave them the direction that he was taking it.
Yep.
It's way easier probably to be like to some other guys. I was thinking these people would do this. All right, go have fun writing that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
enjoy the spoils of my success.
The lunch
counter.
Yeah, whatever they call that. What do they call that? Craft services?
Craft services. I saw they had some glazed donuts over
there.
I'm really
be over
got my eye on one of those. Want to get there before those are all gone.
Some people like Yuzi in the picture that we posted for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Some people like Bryn.
That's kind of funny.
Did you see
that? Yeah, it was cute.
You think that's cute? Him and the chili pepper?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I laughed.
See Garage Cat?
I didn't see Garage Cat.
It's a lower right-hand corner.
I had to go back and look.
Yeah, it's not.
Because I didn't notice it at first.
He has to point it out to you for you to see it.
He puts it in the forefront of the picture. That's why you look. deeper into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Or maybe you guys just
point it out to her.
562. Doom and gloomin', forever the buzzkill.
Oh, doom and gloomin'.
Modern movies have made Superman boring. There has not been a good Superman film yet. The TV series Superman was way more interesting.
Is that garage cat?
Right there. That's so funny.
Yeah. It's big.
Who did?
Garage cat.
Hooman did. Hooman pimps him out. So he put the Mexican flag in there and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I like it. You did a good job. It's weird that those mirrors are there. You can see kind of like up your noses.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that the mirrored coffee table's looking at our chins.
People were asking why there's mirrors on the coffee tables.
None of your business, people.
Yeah, you don't know what we do here when you're not around.
707 says, I'm a teacher and I can't stand the fidget spinner trend. All the parents are arguing, it's not a toy, it helps my child. My thoughts are kids are so overloaded with stimulation now, they need to learn how to sit still in meetings and boring things one day without needing to fidget with something. The kids are using it as a toy and constantly throwing them around.
Seems you like got bad. Your fidget spinner on you?
My kid lost my fidget spinner.
Oh.
He took it, he left it somewhere, and then, you know, we get home and he goes, oh my gosh, I lost my fidget spinner. And I said, my fidget spinner? The blue one? Yes. I said, it's gone, dude. You left it in the midst of a bunch of other kids. They're going to take it. That's not right.
Hooman, you had a question?
I'm just wondering if it was it's bad parenting to let your kids have fidget spinners. Sounds like it is.
No, they have them. They like them.
Well, what about what the teacher just said?
They take them. They're not allowed to get them out and play with them in class. That's what I've been told.
My son, 8th grade, had a fidget spinner confiscated at school. School has a no spinner policy because kids are like crazy with them in class. Well. Fidget spinners are based on bearings like those in skate wheels.
Yeah, they are.
We made our son. We made our son one before we bought him one.
Oh,
Wow! Aren't you guys
industrious?
Yeah. Wow.
Where in your home?
You're
metal
killing
shop?
This parenting thing. Right.
It does seem weird how parents today are really quick to make excuses for their kid or help their kid with something like that, where most parents in the 70s would be like,
"Go do it yourself."
You're not bringing that thing to school. The end.
Right.
Like, they take the teacher's side. They don't have, or at least in my family, my dad was like,
yeah, it was always the teacher.
Let
the teacher
me help you kill that kid.
Right. Yeah, don't worry. I got him here at home. Oh, they will pay. Yeah, I don't know. All of a sudden, we just started, it's like we're against the teachers or something. It's like, your job as a parent is to support the teacher.
My son can't make it through tests without fidget spinner. It helps his anxiety.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
She's the mom. Parent. Right. But it seems like we don't ever just say, here's the law.
Yeah.
Deal with that.
It's like, why don't you just leave the pacifier in their mouth their whole life? No, he likes it. Just makes
soothing.
Soothes them. Or you could learn to cope, you know. But maybe the kid has terrible anxiety. What do I know? I'm not the parent.
As a teacher, I understand why those spinners are good and useful, but I hate them. They're so awful and annoying, and the kids take them apart, and they're very distracting. And yes, Vinny, they are made of skateboard bearings.
They are, yeah.
Just a long list of poor teachers who are writing in all caps. So clearly that's their new problem.
There's an article in the Chicago Tribune says, fidget spinners, a threat to America.
Mm. Oh, God, a threat to America.
Really?
Well, watch out, everyone.
All right, those are most of the texts, everyone. We're going to do our little trivia game and then head off into the weekend. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Gretchen, Vinny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today's game is worth 5 points.
Oh, yes.
So, Vinny, you could win by 9, or Gretchen, you could take it.
Yeah.
What just happened?
We got rid of the magic hat. I'm all done with that.
She made up some rule. I don't know.
She used to always be
worth. Oh, you don't know? You didn't get your word in the meeting where the whole game just changed?
It's her game.
Yeah, yes, it's my game. As the game master, I've decided.
Interesting.
Today's
All
game
right.
Because Vinny is leading. So, Vinny, you could legitimately sweep this week with a 9-point victory.
I believe the category today is flowers or jewelry.
It's wine and cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's great. You guys, the fix is in, everyone.
You might know
just so
it
you
is.
Know, the fix is in.
This is a multiple choice.
Oh.
How much did cheese consumption grow in the United States from the 1950s to the year 2000? 57%, 178%, or 287%?
Bebop!
287%.
C is the correct answer, 287%. In 2001, what South African-born singer launched Dreaming Tree Wines, named for a track on his band's 1998 album, Before These Crowded Streets?
Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews is correct, 1-1. This is also a multiple choice. What is the only country in the world that produces a pricey cheese made from moose milk, which costs...
Canada.
Nope. Which costs about $500 a pound in 2013. France, Canada, or Sweden?
I'm going to go Sweden, Bob.
Sweden is the correct answer. Made at the Moose House Dairy Farm.
Canada was good. And you've been gifted the secret jump ahead.
The secret jump ahead?
That's pathetic.
5 points.
It's been a pathetic week for me.
Which 51st Dates actress introduced a Pinot Grigio? Drew Barrymore's correct. We're tied 2-2. In 2014, what country was the third largest producer... producer of wine in the world, surpassed only by perennial kingpins, France and Italy. In 2014...
California.
Nope. What country was the third largest producer of wine in the world, surpassed
the U.S.
No, it's Spain. Final question. Somebody's got to get this. And it's going to be fast.
Okay.
What cheesehead state...
Wisconsin!
Did Gretchen say anything?
She did. She
I
said
didn't
it.
Say
exact
anything.
Same
thing. Oh my God!
I got it. That's a tie. I definitely you ended at the same point. Vinny's loud, but I gotta go to the tiebreaker card.
And it's hockey.
The tiebreaker card is hockey. This is a true or false question.
Oh.
You guys want to yell anything out now? Doctors in British Columbia are banned from discussing hockey while performing surgery.
True.
True is correct. Woo-hoo! It's considered too excitable a topic.
Right.
And by a score of 3-2, Gretchen, you've won the week.
Wow.
5 points to put you
man.
One ahead of Vinny.
Woo, what a comeback.
How
that
does
was.
It feel?
That felt so good.
And on the hockey card.
I know. And on hockey, it was just amazing.
Wow.
So...
Thank How you. Doing over there, El Campeone?
Thank you. You okay, Vinny?
I'm fine.
Okay, all right.
The people were witness to the blatant cheating that was going on mm-hmm. throughout the game mm-hmm. from start to finish. Mm-hmm. So it's all okay. right.
Yeah.
I wish I could play that back for you. They're in unison.
It's perfectly...
Good for you.
Yeah,
I got it.
It
is good for her. You're right.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Gretchen has some of your last chances. So Jane does one at 3, right?
Yep, Jane's is the very last one.
All right, so you have, but you've got 5 chances coming up here.
5
which
after.
Which is amazing. Win. Listen for the code word. Call it in. Today is the last day in the 10K a day birthday. We'll see you on Monday. Have a safe weekend.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.